This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Radiohead and Rage Against the Machine are nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in their first year of eligibility. Bon Jovi, The Cars, The Jake Isles Band, The Zombies, Judas Priest, Dire Straits, and The Moody Blues are under consideration. So are Depeche Mode, Eurythmics, The Meters, MC5, Link Wray, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, and Kate Bush. Some of the nominated acts push the definition of rock and roll. Nina Simone, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and LL Cool J. Inductees will be announced in December. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a super special guest for you. We're joined by the one and only Joanna Wray. Joanna, how's it going?
Hi everyone. It's going great. I'm here in Los Angeles and just in the middle of filming my next film, High Alert, and just finished up my round of the wildcard round in Max's Finest, so I'm doing good.
Yes, we're super excited to talk to you about that. We're here in Memphis, but you have just been doing like an amazing job with like the Maximum's Finest competition, and then also we've been seeing, you know, some clips and stuff from your film High Alert, and we're super excited to talk to you about it. So tell us a little bit about this film. We know that it's still kind of like in production. What can you tell us about this film?
Okay, at the moment it's very limited, but I do have stuff I can tell everyone. This is an action conspiracy film. The director is Rico Lowry, a super talented director. Let's say it's my character is named Lori Hunter, and I play a nurse who is thrown into a situation where she has about an hour and a half to accomplish a task that she never knew she was going to accomplish, or it's death, or it, a lot is on the line. In fact, an entire city is on the line, and she's probably the last person you would expect to be able to do this task. So I would say if you've seen the movie Run, Lola, Run, that with a twist of some 9/11 conspiracy. It's a super exciting action film. We are doing it in a way that's never, has not been done. That at this moment, that's why I cannot release too much information. Once the film is done and it's ready to go, I'll be able to talk more about that. But at the moment, it is on IMDb, so you can see some of the cast and you can see the director. We have cast, they've cast approximately 70% of the film, so there's still more people coming in to film and stuff. And we are filming it in Santa Monica locally. The film is all shot at night, so every single shoot that I'm on and the other cast and stuff, it's all done at nighttime. And it's really exciting. I'm super excited about this film. If you've seen the movie Run, Lola, Run, and you are into any of the conspiracy stuff, you're going to enjoy this film. And it's going to be action from nonstop from the beginning to the end right away. So
I love
and
it.
And if you want to see any of the work that this director and I have done together, there's a short film at the moment. It's a horror film. It's a supernatural called Lilitu. And it is on YouTube, and you can YouTube either, like, put in my name and Lilitu, the director, or if you go to IMDb and search my name up, you will see it on one of my film credits. But this film is shot in 35mm, and you will get an idea of the director and stuff. This film is not the same style, but you'll see how he just like, goes right into the story, and he's a super talented director. So I'm excited to work with him. I'm actually working with my good friend. She shot on the film, Ashley Mary Nunez, who I was in her film, All Through the House, and she has a cameo appearance in this film. So she got to shoot, so I'm excited to get to work with some with her, along with a few of the cast of people from some of my theater company and other people I've worked with as an actor. So it's exciting, and I'm really excited to share this with everyone. It should be out in March is of 2018 is when they're looking at the release of it.
I love it. Joanna, I wanted to ask you, because I know that you're known for your work in horror, and I mean, you've done some sci-fi stuff as well, but you're known, you know, as like a screen queen. This movie was definitely, I wouldn't say like a total departure for you, but it was definitely like something that was like out of the norm for you. What was it like?
It's not. I happen to do some horror films. I love horror films, but I do all genres. I do comedy. I've been in other films. In fact, right now there's a pilot called Sin out that is a sci-fi. But I love horror films, and yes, I was in All Through the House. But I am an actress and I do theater, so every genre is I have a passion for.
Oh, very nice. Oh,
yeah.
I'm so bad now.
No. Actually, there's a short film called Masterminds. It's a comedy. There's a sci-fi action zombie film coming out called The Dead Sight. But I think, yeah, as far as like a release of film, a lot of people know the All Through the House film. And that is a slasher film with a title with Scream Queens in it.
Gotcha. Okay. So tell me, like, in your own words, like, what drew you to this newest film, High Alert? Because I know that, it's amazing. Like, because you'd worked with the director before. Was that what kind of drew you to the project?
What drew me to the project was the director. And I am in my favorite genre of film is action thriller, psychological thriller. That is, like, my passion is always in the drama, psychological thriller. And I ran Division One track, and I've known the director, Rico, for about 7 years now. And we had, about 2 years ago, we had talked about, like, let's do a film in the style that we're doing this film, which I can't really talk about just yet until the film is done. We had talked with the actress that played Lilith in my short. She also was a part of this, and we're like, let's do a film, like, da-da-da-da. Well, he just sold an action script that he wrote to someone, which was one I was going to do with him, but when it came to production, he sold the script. Then he came to me a few months afterwards and was like, hey, I have something to tell you. I think you're going to love this. He's like, this is the film. This is the idea. And I was like, I love it. It's perfect. It's action. I'm running. It's drama. It's like nonstop packed action. And I get to really showcase a whole different style. I'm the lead actress in it. And that's what, like, that is my passion. I grew up watching, like, some of the amazing, like, drama thrillers, and that's just, like, where I really have a passion for.
Absolutely. Tell me, what do you like most about filmmaking? Because I know that at times it can be extremely arduous, and it's not always glamorous. Like, people just see the end product. They're like, oh, she's so pretty.
This is intense. I mean, the way we're filming this particular film, there's not a big crew, and I'm shooting 4 hours nonstop without any breaks. When a lot of times, it's different. Every film is different. There's a lot. In other films, you may have a lot. You're on set for like 15 hours, but you're only filming for about 2 hours, so you have a lot of waiting time. And then when you get into your scene, depending on what's going on, you may have to do a short scene, a long scene, and it's never consistent, and you film it backwards. Sometimes you start with the end scene first, so it's very, like, challenging. You have to always think about where your character is, what is going on, and you have to be able to communicate with your director. For me, I love working with a small crew and people that, like, just know your work and understand each other, because you become a family. But I enjoy all the work and everyone that I've worked with, and I think it's all a great experience. And every time I'm there, it's different, and that's very exciting to me too. And everyone has a different way of doing things. But this particular film is very draining for the fact that I'm running in the film a lot. I'm doing a lot of all my own stunts, and it's just me and the director a lot of times, and I literally am filming for 4 hours nonstop. There's no, like, break, there's no lunch, there's no, like, let's set up all the lights and change location where there's a lot of downtime. So I was actually in the middle of doing the Maxim thing, and I lost a little momentum, because it was hard to, like, balance, like, shooting from, like, getting ready to shoot at 8 o'clock at night and shooting till 3 a.m. and then wake up in the morning and promote. So I was like, whoa, this is intense right now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I can only imagine. So tell me, I know you grew up in Arkansas. How did you get into film, for those of us that don't know your story?
Okay, so I am from a very small town in Arkansas. I grew up in the middle of the Ozark Mountains, a city of like 300, Winslow, Arkansas. My school, I graduated 12 people in my class. My father and my mother both come from very artistic families, but my father probably was the biggest influence. He played the drums in a band when I was a child, so my mother would go and we'd watch him, and he made moccasins for us, like leather moccasins. He built our house, and he does these homemade, like, log, homemade, I say homemade, but he does handmade log cabins, and he is a true artist. It takes him about 2 years to build a log cabin. He finds every log, every piece of wood, and he drew. Like, he, when I grew up, he had us doing puzzles. We weren't allowed to have, like, the traditional, like, video games. We didn't have that stuff. We did a lot of puzzles, a lot of painting. My father listened to a lot of classical music along with, like, the Rolling Stones. So I just think my – and then his mother was a theater, music theater dancer. And I think just from him and his artistic side, it just – that's where it came from. And then I grew up watching, like, my dad would watch all the Martin Scorsese films, the Hitchcock films and stuff. So I just had, like, a really great passion for that.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. So I'm going to jump ahead, and I want to talk about this competition that you're doing with Maxim Magazine.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
I wish we would have interviewed. So it was Maxim Magazine. They had a contest. They over 10,000 models submitted. They picked 5,000 models to compete with each other. We also were raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project for veterans. They build homes for handicapped warriors and their families. So it was a combined thing that made me be like, that's awesome. I've always loved Maxim Magazine, and then they're doing it for veterans. So I was like, that's an amazing cause. So they chose 5,000 models to compete. They started about 6 weeks ago, and they eliminated models every round. So last night I was first in my group. You had to win your group to get to the semifinals, the top 100, which is the 1% of all the models internationally. I was one, and then I lost the round at the last day and a half. So I went to the wild card round with all the girls that placed second, and that was for 1 week only. It ended last night. I did get eliminated. I fell third, but it was an amazing experience. I got to raise a lot of great money from everyone that supported me through it, that's going to the Wounded Warrior Project. And definitely part of Maxim, that's a great brand and magazine to be a part of. So I was very excited. And you can still go on my Facebook page or link, and you can see all my portfolio with the Maxim Finest. And it was great. I got to connect with a lot of people that I don't normally get to connect to, because it was like it was a 24/7 promotion. Like, you had to really, there was girls. Girls have been on different TV shows. There's models with, like, certified accounts, millions of followers that I was up against. So it was, yeah, it was very intense, very competitive, and it was internationally. So I made it to the top 200 models internationally, which is the top 2%. I think that's amazing, and it was very close. I was very close to getting it. It was just votes away. That's how close it was. It was crazy. It was intense. I did a lot of lives. I was promoting a lot, and it gave me the opportunity to really get to connect with a lot of my fans and supporters and friends that I don't know anything about. So I learned a lot about a lot of different people, and it was a really great experience. And it was connected to the Wounded Warrior Project, which was amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that is a charity that is, like, much needed. I mean, our veterans, they do so much, and
I think the veterans are, if there's a hero or superheroes, those are the people right there. They are the perfect example, and yes, the veterans need to a lot of support. They go and they do things for us, and they see things, and they experience, and they leave their families, and they sacrifice, and I can't imagine it at all, but I have a couple of brothers that served, and I know, like, there's different wars and stuff in different times, and every experience is different, but it's very intense, and the sacrifice is the biggest ultimate sacrifice you can make in your own life or anyone else's. So they definitely deserve the awareness. They deserve getting the word, the support, and they are the heroes.
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit it right on the nail. Like, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yes, they're, like, amazing. And they work. I know my young two of my brothers served, and just the program they go through for training is unbelievable. Like, I couldn't even imagine. Like, I ran Division I track, and I feel like there was days like, oh my gosh, how is my body doing this? But, like, when I talked to one of my brothers, he did the Navy SEAL training, and then my other brother served for the Army, and it was just like, I do not know how they did that. I don't know how their bodies went through that. One of my brothers was in Afghanistan for a few years, and my other brother was just graduated from after serving with the Navy for a while. And it's just like, when they were done, they are just an amazing example of men to me. They are so, like, they're so put together, their integrity, their class, everything's amazing. So any of our, anyone that serves for us, they are some amazing people to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I want to jump ahead a little bit more, and I want to talk about legacy. You do so much. You do film. You do theater. I mean, you're definitely committed to your craft, and it's a very much part of your lifestyle. What's the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from the work that you do and the work that you'll leave behind one day?
What is the biggest thing I want people to get from it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, as far as the film and, like, with the opportunity I get for the platform, I definitely am a humanitarian. I love spreading awareness for amazing causes such as the veterans. That's one thing. I just I have amazing, like, heart in underprivileged children and mental illness. There's so many, like, awarenesses. But as far as, like, my ultimate dream, I want to do films. I look forward to doing films that, like, people can have, as far as for entertainment, it makes them laugh, gives them a great feeling, it tells a message, or it sends a message that people really need to hear to feel inspired. So whenever I do films, that's something that is, like, very important to me. So even from, like, the All Through the House film that I did with Todd, like, he has a lot of fun. And, like, there's so many fans that love that movie, and it's one of those movies they put in and they get to have a good time. This movie, High Alert, it's a woman. She's a hero, and she is a nurse, and she's thrown into a situation. And we don't know. You don't know until you see the movie if she accomplishes, but her character is someone that, like, women need to have and feel inspired and feel great about. So in the film, she's going to have a lot of decisions she has to make very quickly, and it can change her life forever. And so I just think, like, as far as being an actor and having a platform to have supporters and fans, I enjoy making people smile, inspiring people, motivating people, and just, like, letting people know that there is no limit to you. There's no limit to what you want to do, and everyone should go and have that chance and make that chance for them to do something. And it can be any dream they have, whatever they want to do. And I mean, I think we all need to, like, support one another. And with the Maxim thing, I had a lot of friends that supported me. That was great. A lot of girls, which was really amazing. Because when it comes to something like Maxim magazine and you're doing, like, sexy stuff, sometimes it's like, as a girl, you can separate yourself. And it was, like, so amazing to see some of the girls that were just, like, voting for me every day. And I felt so happy about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. It's like, I mean, on one hand, it's definitely, you know, very, like, it was a very rigid competition. But the fact that you made it so far and everything, and just the opportunity to do it is just, like, life-changing. So
yeah, and it was just great. I'm so happy about all – everyone was so excited for me, and I get to, like – I mean, I felt like I had a team. Team Jonah Ray was on board. It was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. What can our listening audience expect from you in the months to come? I know that we're going into the holidays, and I know that you're currently in production with this film. Is there anything else that our listeners can look forward to in the months to come?
There is an independent comedy film. As I said, I don't just do horror. A feature film called The Condo, which is releasing possibly next month. It's called The Condo. Right now you can go on Amazon Video and stream Sin, S-Y-N. It's a sci-fi psychological a TV series. I'm in the pilot. I play a promiscuous character called Liz. I'm filming High Alert. There's a movie called The Dead Side, which is a sci-fi horror zombie film. That, as at the moment, is going to AFM, American Film Market, for more sales. So that most likely will not come out until next year. And then I'm working with Sandy Chukwudarian and Todd Nunes and Ashley Mary Nunes again on some films. We were talking about a few films. We don't know where that's going to go just yet and what film we're going to go with first. And at the moment, right now I'm filming High Alert with Rico Lowry. So though that's the big one. But as far as there will be a comedy film coming out soon called The Condo. And you can check it out. I play a character. She's a ditzy, fun, lovable stripper. And yeah, it's about four four married men, and they go and buy a house to have their mistresses at, and nothing goes right for them. And I happen to be one of the mistresses. I'm not a real stripper. I'm more like a go-go, like a go-go dancer on a strip pole. So I'm not a stripper. There's no nudity. Okay. And my character is super lovable. She's super fun. And she's just like kind of thrown in the situation unexpectedly. So, yeah. But Liz in Sin is not a likable character. She is promiscuous. She's a player. So you got to go check out what is up with Liz.
Oh, geez. I know you had mentioned Sandy Chuck Darian, and we actually interviewed her last year. You were in a film called Psychos.
Psychos. I was a producer, a co-producer on that, and I came in just did a little cameo appearance as a reporter, and I'm in the first month. Yes, go and it's perfect for the horror season, Psychos. It's by Sandy Chuck Darian. It's got three female leads, and it's a horror thriller, psychological horror.
Absolutely. Yes, it's a really good film. I like it. And it's loosely based on a true story, correct?
Yes. So Psychos is based on a true story. And then All Through the House is great to be watching now. That's by Todd Nunes. If you're into the 80s slasher films, it's all about that. That is exactly what it is. And it's got a Christmas, a big Christmas spirit to it. It's fun. Santa villain all the way.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, speaking of Christmas, the holidays are rapidly approaching. You know, after Halloween, it's just pretty much holiday season. What are you most looking forward to this holiday season?
I'm most looking forward to spending time with my family. I'm here in L.A. My family is in Texas and Arkansas. So that, when it comes to Christmas, that is my biggest thing, is just personal time and spending time with my family. It's really important to me.
Absolutely. Yeah, family, there's nothing like family.
Mm-mm. And I don't get to see them often enough, so... maybe in the future, then I get to fly them down to see all my screens and fly back and forth. But at this moment in life, Christmas is my big time to spend with them.
Absolutely. And I
just love the holiday spirit. I love, back home, and we have a lot of Christmas lights up and stuff, so I love that.
Yes. Yeah, Christmas sounds like amazing.
Yes, and all the good food. I don't look forward to gaining 5 pounds, but I'm gonna have to work on that and run a lot. I cannot. I love bread, and I have a sweet tooth. So Christmas holidays are hard. My grandmother makes this amazing fudge, and then she bakes bread, and she really bakes it for me because I love it so much, and it's like. It's torture because I'm just like, okay, let me eat this and go run a mile. That's what I'm not looking forward to, but.
I understand. Well, Joanna, this has been an amazing interview. Thank you so much. I'm all out of questions.
Yes.
I wanted to just thank you again, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Thank you all for joining in, and go check out All Through the House, Psychos right now. Look forward to The Condo. Go on Amazon Video, stream Sin, S-Y-N. Tony Morgan Hay is in it. And I play Liz. The Condo is coming out soon, and I'm shooting High Alert, an action film. So just go check out those. Hit my IMDb page up and you can see it. But at this moment, the three things you can go check out, four. Go on YouTube and watch Lilitu. It's a 9-minute, 35-millimeter short. Go stream All Through the House or Psychos. But All Through the House is by Todd Nunes, and Psychos is by Sandy Chuck Darian. Go in on Amazon Video. You can see Sin, S-Y-N. It's a pilot right now. And go and like it. If you like it, go to the IMDb page and like it, because they're trying to get it greenlit to go on and make it a series, which will be great. And then High Alert coming soon, everyone. I can't wait to share that one with you all. And thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, I was going to say it's a good time to be a film buff because you've got a lot of great films coming out. And
I'm very excited. The Dead Sight and High Alert. High Alert is like, I'm very excited about this film. So I can't wait. We should have by Christmas a teaser out. There's not a lot of, there's no Facebook page yet, but They're waiting for the principal photography to be done before they move on with that. But once that is shot out, we will have a teaser, a Facebook page, and all that.
Awesome, awesome. We look forward to it.
Yeah, and then you can all follow me on Twitter. So the Joanna Ray, and I post a lot of stuff usually about my films. At this moment, it has a lot of Maxim stuff on it. So if you like sexy pictures, go on there.
You'll have to tell us twice. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Joanna.
Thank you. Thank you. It was great. I enjoyed the interview. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Guys, that was actress Joanna Ray. Catch our interview with her. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your mobile phone or your mobile device. If you've got an iOS device of any type, you can go to the iTunes store, download the app, Stitcher Smart Radio app, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Joanna. We're also available on Google Play. If you've got an Android, have no fear. Just search Google Play, search music, search for our show name. You'll hear this interview. And lastly, if you've got a Roku player or a Roku smart television, you can watch us right in the privacy of your own home. We've got over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge. From the Roku channel store, just search for our name, download the app. Once you download the app, you can begin watching, all free of charge.
Shares of Netflix surged to new highs after the company announced it's raising the price of its most popular subscription plan by $1 a month. That is a far cry from the reaction to the last price increase. 6 years ago, it split its streaming and DVD rental businesses in two, essentially doubling the price for customers who wanted both. 600,000 users dropped out, and the stock price fell by 80%. The current Netflix is a much different company, with a video production arm that scored more Emmy nominations than anyone but HBO. In Friday trading, Netflix shares passed the record high they set a day earlier. Warren Levinson, New York.